This is the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. In the headlines, police investigating an apparent suicide of a 19-year-old male. Police also probing a fatal accident which occurred last night. The Ministry of Health placing the leaked Excel list of alleged COVID-19 positive people in the hands of the law. And North Koreans charged in the U.S. over a scheme to steal and extort more than $1.3 billion from banks and businesses around the world. Good morning. With the details, I'm Wendy Burke. The police are investigating yet another apparent suicide, the second this week. Starcom Network News understands that the incident was reported to the police just before 7 last night. The victim, a 19-year-old male, was discovered by his mother hanging by a rope from a rafter at the family home at Crab Hill, St. Lucie. Police are investigating the circumstances surrounding a fatal collision, which occurred about 8:35 p.m. yesterday along John Beckles Drive, St. Michael. It involved one motor car which collided with a tree situated to the eastern side of the carriageway. The vehicle reportedly burst into flames on impact. The driver, who was the only occupant at the time, was burnt beyond recognition. A man was shot multiple times about the body at Country Park Towers, Country Road, St. Michael. The victim, a 29-year-old, was sitting outside the block of residences when a man came up and fired a number of shots, damaging at least four motor vehicles which were parked in the area before running away. He was transported to the QEH by private motor car. The Ministry of Health and Wellness has placed the leaked Excel list of suspected COVID-19 positive persons in the hands of the law. The document was making its way across social media sites stating that the ministry was looking to find these people. Lieutenant Colonel Jeffrey Bostick, during yesterday's COVID-19 update, after being pressed by Starcom Network News, said he had no knowledge of its origin, but some listed were non-resident.
I am told that there's one person on that list who lives in Bermuda and who has not visited this country since 2019. There's a mother who's very angry at what occurred because her five-month-old daughter, I think it is, appears on the list. I don't know where the list originated. I can say to you that we try our best to maintain confidentiality to the extent that even when we are pressured by the press to give locations of positive cases and so on, we don't even do that. So you know the extent to where we go in order to try to protect the confidentiality of people's information and documents. So
he disclosed that the matter, which was regrettable, is being dealt with.
At this time, I do not know. The question was asked about the list. I don't know where it originated. I cannot make a confirmation at this time about the list. I would never come here and say that it is not true or it is fake. When it was asked a question, for example, in relation to the village in St. Joseph, because it was thoroughly investigated and they had the time to do so, I could say with certainty that it was fake. On this occasion, I'm not yet in that position to say so, although I can tell you that the matter is being investigated by the Royal Barbados Police Force. But I cannot say anything because I do not know.
Meanwhile, one woman whose name was on the list said a WhatsApp post reached her while she was at an isolation facility. Starcom Network News agreed to maintain her anonymity, but she said only family knew, and it's been embarrassing and devastating.
I went and got tested on the 8th of February, and the information came out yesterday. I was aware of it yesterday. I was at the quarantine center. And I'm still here right now at the quarantine center when I saw the list. I was very perturbed and very distraught about it because I never knew, like you said, my family members knew about it and my close friends know the whole of Barbados know about it. And the thing is, they gave me, at least my address was omitted, they gave my name, my age, and my status, which is COVID positive. So I was very annoyed about it. Because then they expect the public to come and get tested.
She says she was happy to hear during the press conference that the police are involved, but feels strongly that justice is needed and the health ministry also needs to take some responsibility because it is confidential information.
If someone will look at my case, I think that is a legitimate case, or I would like the minister or whoever to come and to investigate, and whoever did it, persons or people, whoever, they need to be prosecuted for this. Because this is not good for the people who are recovering to see their names splash all over on WhatsApp and people talking, saying that the government is looking for them. Especially as far as I know, the feedback I'm getting, these persons are already in quarantine or was discharged from a quarantine center.
A caution to churches, vendors, and home delivery personnel are among those being warned that if they're found breaking the national emergency management orders, they will face prosecution. This from head of the COVID-19 monitoring unit, Ronald Chapman, who says the island is reaching tipping point with the COVID-19 virus and says the unit has passed the period for warning lawbreakers.
We have one particular house of worship, I don't want to say which one it is just yet, that we have had to warn on numerous occasions. But I want to let persons know this house of worship have had numerous warnings. Some of the itinerant vendors who go around from homes to homes, a lot of them are doing it in a very clandestine way, and they have been warned. And when we find them, we will prosecute them. We are not warning them anymore. We will prosecute them.
Head of the COVID-19 monitoring unit, Ronald Chapman. As the lockdown remains in effect until month end, the business community continues to be concerned about their survival. President of the Barbados Chamber of Commerce and Industry, Tricia Tannis, says from an economic standpoint, government may be able to ride out the remainder of the lockdown, but the business community is not as fortunate.
We know that the government is of the opinion that from a macroeconomic perspective, the economy should be able to withstand, given the restructuring, you know, of the debt and the fiscal targets, which they've successfully managed over the last 12 months. But on the ground, though, from an individual business perspective and sector by sector, it is not likely to be so rosy. And our concerns, obviously, will be the impact on businesses and unemployment, layoffs and so on. So those are the things that I think have already been well ventilated, and that will be a natural consequence of the extension.
President of the Barbados Chamber of Commerce and Industry, Tricia Tannis. President of the Human Resources Management Association of Barbados, Brittany Brathwaite, says she's not aware of any statements of employers forcing their workers to take the vaccine. This follows recent claims from trade unions that employees have been notified from management that they're required to take the vaccine or be fired. However, Ms. Brathwaite told Starcom Network News, if true, those actions are wrong.
Of course, if there are scenarios where people are being given the option of you get it or you don't, it is important to remember the legal ramifications around that. The vaccine at this juncture is not mandatory, and therefore, it can't be that you unilaterally tell a person that this is something you require immediately. So that is important for companies to know. But I must say that I have not heard of any verified account of persons being told they have to or they lose their job. If companies are in fact doing it and being intimidatory in their approach, that is of course wrong. But for everybody to play their role in understanding what is right, what is wrong, and what the choices that exist right now.
President of the Human Resources Management Association, Brittany Brathwaite. And finally, three North Koreans have been charged in the U.S. over a scheme to steal and extort more than $1.3 billion from banks and businesses around the world. The three who are not in custody are also accused of deploying malicious cryptocurrency programs. A Canadian-American citizen was also charged with money laundering. The men are also accused of being part of the WannaCry cyber attack of 2017, which crippled U.K. Health Service computer systems on a national scale. Recapping the top stories now in the 7:30 edition. Police investigating an apparent suicide of a 19-year-old male. Police also probing a fatal accident which occurred last night. The Ministry of Health placing the leaked Excel list of alleged COVID-19 positive people in the hands of the law. And three North Koreans charged in the U.S. over a scheme to steal and extort more than $1.3 billion from banks and businesses around the world. That's been the news here on Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group of Companies. I'm Wendy Burke.
And you can listen to the latest news or catch up on news stories at starcomnetwork.net. You may also WhatsApp add me to 256-6397 to receive breaking news.